Kids tend to love PE, and we don't want to take that away from them. Both federal and state mandates are clear in that students must have access to physical education programs. Today, we're talking about PE and adaptive PE as related to special education. You don't want to miss this. Stick around to the end for my pro tip questions to ask at your next IEP meeting. Hello, Special Education Strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am the mom of three and have sat on both sides of the IEP table as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can seem overwhelming and even scary, even for me as a parent, and I have extensive special education training, but I got you covered. In my solo episodes of the Special Education Strategist, I am here to break down the IEP process, help reduce the stress, and empower you and your child. Through the IEP table, I have learned to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. It's important to know that services typically happen in the area of which they need support. And I'm meaning that as related to an individualized education plan, an IEP, specialized instruction, special education related services. So if you think about reading services typically occur during the reading class, or if your student has response to intervention, it's during that time as well. On top of that, physical education must be available to all children if it is provided at the grade level. This means kids have a right to be in PE class, and we want them there, of course. So physical education can help build a healthy mindset, get our kids active for part of their day. Some children may not require any accommodations for PE, even if they do have an IEP. If a child is needing specially designed instruction for PE, this is where adaptive PE comes into play. Direct services must be provided, and there should be a goal that you're working towards written in your child's IEP. This will also be provided by the general or adaptive PE teacher, since they are the professional in that area. This is a little different from related service because physical education is a mandated component of special education services. In section 300.108, it states physical education, that's of our federal law, physical education services, specially designed if needed, must be available to every child with a disability. The IDEA Act of 2004 states that students with disabilities shall have access to physical education defined by the development of physical and motor skills, fundamental motor skills and patterns, and skills in aquatics, dance, and individual and group games in sports, including intramural and lifetime sports. So the Individuals with Disability Act requires that students with disabilities receive physical education services, specially designed if necessary. If your child has a disability and an IEP, the school must provide physical education as part of your child's special education program. Many students with disabilities can safely and successfully participate in general physical education with or without accommodations and supports. However, some children benefit from specially designed or adapted physical education. Content in adapted physical education should mirror the general physical education curriculum to the greatest extent possible. Because physical education is a required component of special education, your child's general and/or adaptive physical education teacher should be included as a member of the IEP team if the student is receiving specially designed physical education. At a minimum, if your child is receiving specially designed or adapted physical education, the IEP should include a summary of present level of performance in physical education, the frequency and duration, meaning the minutes and days per week or stipulated time period of physical education services, also measurable goals and objectives about the content and the placement where these services are provided. And just a reminder, we've been talking about these same elements and just applying them to physical education, but we've talked about this in other solo episodes, knowing the fact of frequency and duration, where does it take place, who's providing the services, those measurable goals and outcomes. Like all other special education related services, physical education instruction should be detailed in that IEP. So let's talk about adaptive physical education. Adaptive or specially designed physical education is about meeting the unique needs of individual students with disabilities. In adaptive physical education, the instructor provides planning and assessment consultation for general physical education teachers, specially designed instruction, and adapts or modifies the curriculum, task, equipment, and/or environment so a child can participate in all aspects of physical education. Please note, sitting and watching your peers play is not adaptive instruction. Adaptive PE and general physical education teachers work together to design those meaningful and engaging and fun instruction for all students. It's common for teachers to specialize or have advanced preparation in adaptive physical education. There are national and state level adaptive physical education teacher certifications and or licenses. And if your child receives adaptive physical education services, their goals and objectives are measured based on that mastery of the curriculum within that. Many individuals meeting the requirements for adaptive PE do not have a prerequisite of gross motors, meaning basic strength, stability, or movement to perform more finite sport-specific activities. So sports-specific activities do not have much generalization or crossover to daily living skills. So the concepts in sports like competition, winning, losing, offense, defense, rules are often abstract for some students. So when things are too abstract, our children may not be reinforced or motivated. So sports that require a good amount of setup and instruction take time away from limited minutes available from the activity. So it's really important that your adaptive PE instructor is engaged, really has that insight and nuance that can support a student and to be able to ensure that they're meeting those specific individual needs. Activities can be modified for individuals within a group class or for group classes as a whole. There's a greater opportunity for exploratory play and self-efficacy. There's an ability to develop more strength, stability, motor control, movement planning through movement-based activities that include pushing or pulling, climbing or jumping. All of these can improve in both adaptive and cognitive abilities in a short amount of time than sports-based activities. So ensuring that we're being thoughtful of what are the needs of that individual child so that we can develop specific activities based around their needs, and also thinking about social skills and academic and life skills that we can incorporate in a wider variety of activities for our students. As a parent, I want to give you some pro tips of questions to ask. I want you to ask, how many hours of adaptive PE is my child receiving each week? I want you to ask, who wrote the goals for the adaptive PE for my child so that you can have a better understanding of their background and training? And ask, why were the goals chosen, to ensure that we're really looking at the whole child. Again, incorporating social skills if needed, incorporating life skills if needed. And then ask, who specifically isn't delivering this instruction? How are they going to measure progress? And what activities will be involved in the physical education program that your child will be connected with? I hope all of these pro tips and background help your knowledge of PE and adaptive PE make it a great day for your kiddo. Again, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor, and I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Thank you again for strategizing with us and spending your precious ear time listening. If you love what you've heard, share this episode with a friend, give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials. Looking for free tips? Head over to Learning Essentials EDU and you can download free tips to prepare for an IEP meeting plus bonus questions to ask. If you need more special education support, visit Learning Essentials, where we provide an individualized and systematic approach to support students with various learning needs and differences. through academic coaching, educational therapy, and BrainCamp, our executive function support model. Need IEP coaching? I got you covered. Visit Learning Essentials for additional information.